Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, thank you so much. Family, rather, not audience. Thank you so much for hanging on, because I am your ambassador. That's about all I am. You know, matter of fact, we used to have what they call roaming ambassadors. When I was a kid, I remember we used to hunt, rabbit hunt with this guy, Tom Ramsey, rest his soul. He's gone to the Cross River Jordan years ago, but they call him roaming ambassadors. He was an old Marine vet. He called them roaming bastards, because he didn't like the government too much. But anyway, that's all my job is. I don't hope I'm not a roaming bastard, but I'm just going to bring in the stars of the show, the Blood River Radio sisters, big sister Nancy Hitt and my little baby sister Monica Braveheart. Yes, sir. They're coming on, and they're taking over this show, the rest of the broadcast. And I just hope they don't screw it up, because we'll have to cut their pay if they do. But anyway. Yes, we run this show.
Not hard to do.
Sister Nancy runs this damn broadcast with an iron fist. I got to please her. My head is still sore where she's been beating over the head with her stick. But anyway, where do we go? I think, are we still girls? I think y'all said y'all wanted to do, unless I was mistaken, y'all wanted, first, one of the things y'all wanted to talk about was FDR's sedition trials, I believe. And I'm not, that's what y'all would do. But anyway, say hello to all of our Blood River Radio family, Sister Nancy and Sister Braveheart.
Hello, listeners.
Okay,
I'm just going to start out with tar and feathering. We got to do that every week, you know. Okay, so I have several to tar and feather this week.
I hope you have a big bucket of tar. And
oh, I do, and it's really hot. It's
yeah, good, because it's needed.
It's really hot, and the weather, and the feathers are filthy dirty. I mean, they're just filthy dirty. So we're going to start out with the number one tar and feather victim is going to be Florida's Governor DeSantis.
Yes.
He went to Israel, and he signed our rights away. He signed away the rights of Floridians. He goes to Israel, and he signs the HB 269. Why he had to go to Israel to do that is everybody ought to consider, why did he go to Israel? But what he did was actually, I believe, it was to cover the Jews' butts in Florida, because some of them have had their little feelings hurt, because there's been a group that's been passing out flyers telling the world, telling the Floridians that they're controlled, the whole media and basically the banking system and our whole government's been controlled by Jews. This is nothing new, but it's considered anti-Semitic, and it's a hate law according to this new law that has been signed in by this Governor DeSantis. These people who are going to be arrested for merely passing out flyers could end up spending 5 years behind bars, being convicted of felony for merely addressing the issue of Jewish control. This is absolutely, it's just unfortunately, when these things happen in one state, you can be assured it's going to come down, and other states are going to join up with this idiotic, frightening bill that got passed. Then the next one who's going to get tarred and feathered
just,
is the
just
Jewish.
Before you move on, Nancy, just before you move on to the next one, I just have to add a comment here about this signing in Israel. This is the second time in American history that a governor or a politician goes to another country to sign into law a bill. And the first time was the same guy, DeSantis, in 2019. I didn't realize that it was that actually, you know, that long ago already. Now, where's the mainstream media on this? Is there even a whisper about this? I think that even larger than the bill itself, which is horrible. I mean, what did they do in the Soviet Union before they killed millions? Is they made anti-Semitism punishable by death. And what is anti-Semitism? Basically just telling the truth about what the Jews are doing. And on that note, I challenge anybody to find one single error in any of those flyers that are being passed out. No, it's just facts pointing out names of, you know, CEOs of this media company and saying that they happen to be of Jewish origin. Okay, so that's just an aside. But he, like you say, he went to Israel. This was the second time that anybody in American history has done this, and it happened to be a repeat act on him. He did this. The same guy, DeSantis, went to Israel in 2019 to pass Bill 741, which was a very nebulous bill. Something about, you know, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you know, you could go to jail for a long time. I mean, this is all, again, about anti-Semitism. But anyway, back to you, Nancy. I just think that that should really be highlighted, the fact that he went to Israel. Is it possible to be any more in our faces who is actually running things when this guy goes to Israel? Yeah. Anyway,
absolutely. I'll have to make an addition to this. The highly touted Trump, former President Trump, he made a ruling. He made two rulings about Israel, which he had. How did he have a right to make any rulings about Israel? He ruled that Israel could have their capital moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that they could build in the West Bank. I mean, you know, this is an incestuous relationship we have with Israel. They tell us they control us, and we control them. Do we control them? No, we have puppets who are controlled, and Trump is one of them.
Exactly.
So anyway, back to
Sister Nancy. I have a quick question. James Edwards had just texted in. By the way, James, he's in the same boat we are, pretty much. You know, he just got kicked off of Twitter. After he had they kicked his butt off of Twitter. Worked his ass off. He had about 10,000 people following Twitter. I think him, Thomas Sunik, and Dr. Kevin McDonald all got kicked off. It's so sad. But here's the question James texted in, and this is a dynamite question. James says, ask Nancy if she thinks Christians can get arrested in Florida now for quoting what Jesus Christ himself said about the Jews in the New Testament. Can Christians be arrested for quoting the Bible, Nancy? That's the question coming in from James Edwards.
Well, I'm not sure about the answer to that. But, you know, it is interesting that in Israel, I read somewhere that they were trying to pass a bill that it would be illegal to preach or to teach the New Testament. So I'm not sure about what's going to happen in Florida with Christians. I mean, it's highly unlikely. This is going to be mainly, in my opinion, that DeSantis is so brainwashed, this is mainly going to be aimed at protecting the blacks, the poor blacks, and the scared Jews. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer.
Okay. I think I know the answer. I think they damn well will be arrested because the law says that a flyer that passes out, and I'll just paraphrase it, that it's been used for purposes to intimidate, to strike fear in, to terrorize someone, to hurt their business. So if you're quoting something, if you're putting out a flyer out there that intimidates someone, that makes them feel uncomfortable, what could make them feel more uncomfortable than citing St. John 8:44 that says plainly, when Jesus Christ is looking to these Jews in their face, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the very cream of the crop Jews, he looks at them in the eyes and he tells them that they are their sons, they are of their father, the devil. I say to you, I answer to you, my spirit son, yes, Christians were going to be arrested in Florida, just like there are in Canada, And they was going to come to every other state here in the United States. I hope I didn't steal the thunder of you, Sister Nancy, but I just thought I'd go ahead and answer that question. That's my opinion.
Back to you, Sister Nancy. I'm so glad that James called in, and I'm glad you had the answer. But, okay, the second one to tar and feather is going to be the Jewess gay president of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten. And I'm going at some point. I'm going to cover Marjorie Taylor Greene's questioning of this Randy Weingarten, who has never been has not been a teacher since 1997. Now she has been. I don't know how many years. I want to check on this. How many years has this gay Jewess been the president of probably the largest union in America, the American Teachers Union? So she gets a lot of tar and feathering, and this is actually laughable. The Jewess mayor, the Negro mayor of St. Louis, Missouri, Tishawara Jones, is suing automakers Kia and Hyundai because they're too easy to break into. I mean, this is a joke. An absolute joke, but it's real. She is actually suing these two automakers because the blacks are breaking into these two types of cars too easily and creating crimes.
You can't make this stuff up, Nancy. You just can't make this stuff up. Like,
God, they're stupid.
By request, I have a recently died.
Uh-oh, we got to go to our first break,
Jerry
Sister Nancy.
Jerry Springer is going to get tar and feathered.
Well, Sister Break, Nancy, don't hit me in the head with your stick yet, but we got to go to this break. So it's not my fault, man. It's Sam's fault. Be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Sister Braveheart. I was asking her a question. I think that it's illegal right now to preach from Romans, which some people, including myself, we consider Romans the constitution of the Christian faith, the New Testament. I think in Canada for several years it's been illegal. It's jail time to preach out of Romans. And I asked Sister Braveheart about that, and she was we'll elaborate about that. And she said something else that I've kind of forgot a little bit, but go ahead. Anyway, back to you, Sister Braveheart. Answer that question, if you will.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know, and I need to research that. However, what we did then talk about is the fact that there is a playbook being repeated here from 100 years ago or so of what happened in Russia when the Bolsheviks were starting to unleash their tyranny. And, you know, the Russian Revolution, which was not a Russian Revolution, it was the Bolsheviks carrying out this Russian Revolution with money from Wall Street and basically Jewish money. And they banned the Bible. They made religion basically, they forbade religion. They forbade any kind of a religious belief system. God, I think they didn't touch the synagogues, but they burnt down all the rest, you know, many, many, many churches, and killed the priests and nuns and whatnot. So this is their playbook. I know that when I was learning about that in school, and I knew so little, and I only knew what they were telling us, and I trusted them and believed them at the time, I still did wonder, why would they forbid religion and a belief in God? I didn't understand it at all, and it's much, much later I began to understand that, you know, this forbidding a belief in something bigger than ourselves, because when you forbid a faith in something larger than ourselves, then you are very vulnerable to be controlled with their fear tactics and this kind of thing. So if we have a faith in something larger, then we're not as prone to being controlled by fear. But anyway, back to Nancy. I think she wasn't quite finished with the tarring and feathering, but that's just my thoughts on the Bible and the religion and the banning of it and the attack on Christianity and whatnot.
I have one more question for Sister Nancy, then she can do her tar and feather. Sister Nancy, do you remember what was the very first law that Stalin passed? Stalin, when he came into power, and it carried a capital, it was a capital punishment for the offense. You remember what it was?
Well, I really don't know what the first law was, but it could be insulting Jews, probably.
That's right. Anti-Semitism, and it was it carried the death penalty. I submit to you that that's I don't think it's hyperbole to say that we're headed that way right here. Who knows in Florida? But go ahead,
Sister
Nancy. Well,
we absolutely are. I mean, you just look all around, and this is what's happening. And what boggles my mind is that there are still some people around who don't actually understand that we're in a war, and that we have our backs against the wall, and we're being pushed into the corner. We don't have very far to go anymore, and it's time for pushback. And I don't want to take your time, Nancy, but just, you know, listening to the first couple of hours of the show today, and I was really nodding my head all the time, and with the sentiments expressed that, you know, the time for talk, oh my goodness, I mean, I sometimes feel like a hypocrite, because what am I doing? I'm still talking and not doing. But anyway, yeah, I mean, where do we go? We have to fight back. Please, folks, we don't have to. Anyway, I'm starting to babble now. I better go over back to Nancy.
That's true. We do have to fight back, and this is the way that we're doing it at the moment. This is what we're trying to do. We are fighting, I think, by doing this program. Okay, by request, the last tarn feathering was, it was requested that a Jew who recently passed on, Jerry Springer, is someone who's going to get tarn feathered by Blood River Radio. Now, I've created two new good awards. Maybe
Sister
we'll call
Nancy.
Them the Golden...
Can I have a request? And I promise I won't hold you up anymore. I have a request. I want you to tar and feather, because you're the tar and feather. You're like the hangman. You're the one with the black hood over her head at the top of the stairs that drops these people in that tar. I would like you to talk to tar and feather the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, and also of the United Presbyterian and the United Methodist. Would you please tar and feather those jokers, because they have not uttered a peep. they haven't raised their voice about this, what happened with DeSantis going over there and throwing our whites away. If you don't mind, if it's not too much trouble, if there's enough tar, would you tar and feather them?
Yeah, I'm going to throw some tar and feather on them. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Southern Baptist Convention and the Presbyterian Convention. Yeah, let's see what they if they can fight their way out of that tar and feather. But I've got some a new award I've kind of created. I'm going to call it the Golden Goose Award. I've got two recipients. One is I'm proud of my Kentucky representative, who's a Republican, Thomas Massie, the only representative Republican to vote against the bill against protesting Israel. In other words, a boycott, divest, protest. Now, there were 18 Democrats that also voted against this bill. Thomas Massie, the only Republican to vote against this bill, which actually was part of it, was to stop people from protesting against aid to and protesting against Israel is basically what it is, boycotting Israel, divesting from Israel. I give him the Golden Goose Award. And also, Marjorie Taylor Greene was recently on the YouTube exposing this Randy Weingarten as not being a real mother. She's married to a woman who has children. She's not been a teacher since 1997. And according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, she just called Randy Weingarten, the Jewess, the gay Jewess, nothing but a political activist. So I'm going to say that both of these individuals, courageous individuals, should receive some kind of acknowledgement from us at Blood River Radio. And yes. Back to degrees. Micah, who submitted a Confederate essay, will be receiving from Eddie Miller. He's going to receive his honorary degree from Blood River Radio plus the battle flag.
Yes, he is. And,
get Eddie to get going on that.
Yes, it's in the bag. Yes, it would be. It'll be mailed out no later than Monday because the mail doesn't run tomorrow. But yes, he most certainly will, and it's well deserved. And I appreciate you bringing that up. Which I think what you were talking about, this Thomas Massie. Do you think is he in full favor of going along with what they call the boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel? They say that it was just led by the Palestinians.
I don't know that he. How would you put it? This is not his first rodeo. He has voted against Israel in the past. What this bill was had something about how do we have the? In other words, Congress wants to eliminate protesting against Israel. That's basically what this bill was all about. And the 18 Democrats, most of them far left liberals, but at least they took a stand on this issue. And one Republican, Thomas Massie, voted against this bill. All of the Republicans stood in lockstep with Israel on this. You know, they don't want any protests against Israel. That's basically. Now, there could have been other issues, but that was one of the issues. And it was also two-state country, one for Palestine and one. That's impossible. Israel has taken over the whole country. There's no way that Gaza and West Bank divided into two sections and not even joined can ever create a country within Israel. Now, he did take that was all part of this bill, and he said that our government has no right to make any agreements. Well, that's been an agreement that we've been supposedly rubber stamping but really being opposed to since the founding in 1948 of Israel. We've really been against two different countries in Israel, one for Palestine and one for the Jews. But anyway, there were three different things, I think, in this bill. And I was just proud of him for how I called him his office, and I think that's what we need to do, is not just say how great it is, but call the office and thank him.
You need to come on our show. Anyway, our broadcast. You know, Sister Nancy, with that, we have to go to our bottom of the hour break. Be right back, folks, after this break.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Russian missile that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine has killed at least 25 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment was one of 10 residential buildings damaged in that strike. Russia says they were targeting Ukraine's military forces. Five people are dead after a dispute with a neighbor in the Texas town of Cleveland near Houston. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, police received a call about harassment.
My understanding is the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, do you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep. And he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
A massive manhunt is now underway for the suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza. Flooding in Wisconsin has forced dozens of families from their homes. Flooding is peaking on the Mississippi River in Crawford County. It's the third highest flooding ever recorded in the town of Prairie du Chien. There's word that U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank.
Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. According to the news agency, a source familiar with the matter said the regulator feels there isn't any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. First Republic shares sank more than 40% on Friday, making it the biggest loser of the session on the stock market. This would be the third bank failure this year after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March. I'm Karen Sloan.
Climate change activists plan to protest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, where President Joe Biden is set to speak. Climate defiance organizers plan to blockade the area near the dinner in an effort to hold Biden accountable for what they say was his 2020 campaign promise to end fossil fuel extraction on public lands. And the Mega Millions jackpot growing. It will be worth $52 million on Tuesday. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
This is Blood River Radio family. Without further ado, time is a waste. We're going to go right back to Sister Monica. She's got some hair-raising, infuriating, scary news. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
Yeah, we were just talking in the break about topics here, because I know at the top of the hour you had announced that we were going to talk about these sedition trials, and there was a particular guy that we were going to talk about. I thought we had already talked about him in a previous week. His name was Edmondson. Really, the only thing that I had wanted to say, because now I'm not sure if we actually did talk about him, is he did something really, really smart. He subpoenaed all these high-ranking Jews, and then the Jewish organized, you know, they lobbied to have the charges dropped against him, and they did. Now, it doesn't mean that he wasn't charged at other times. These were the sedition trials. But, you know, I was just saying during the break that there's other things going on right now. It's like every day this is being ramped up. So I do want to just talk about these other things, if we may, Eddie, instead of covering more about the sedition trials. While those things are very, very important, and it's just really instructive, and we do need to know about our history, but right now it's like things are happening at breakneck speeds. Something I learned just this morning, and it was a German language YouTube that I watched and a report. So the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, which basically is part of the apparatus of this world government being set up by the usual suspects, they have now encoded that every unvaxxed person is now instantly labeled as sick. And how they have done that is they put a code to that. You see, what happens is when you go to the doctor and you have an illness, there's some kind of a code on it, like a numbering system for this, you know, a certain illness has a certain number. And that way they put it into their data banks, right? So this thing in German, it was basically, I'm translating, meaning that if you are missing your immunity through vaccination. So in other words, you weren't vaccinated, so you're missing the immunity that you're supposed to get through vaccination, then that gets a code. So you are now labeled as a sick person. Now, this is quite a joke. We could just laugh about it. However, there are serious implications.
They're serious.
Yes. So because when they roll out...
And they have the guns.
Yeah, when they roll out the next plandemic or whatever, there's another big, you know, illness going around because of the 5G's being ramped up and all that, or because of previous vaxes, but they call it whatever they want to call it, then they have these people labeled as being ill and they're trackable. I mean, it's just, then they have the data bank on all of us healthy people who have chosen not to be vaccinated, and it's easier to track for future quarantining or future, you know, measures, come and knock down your home and haul you out, do whatever, like charge you with, you know, being bad person, being a bad hater because you decided to think for yourself and not get the box. Anyway, these are the ramifications of that. Like, it is insane. Everything that has been talked about on this show today, you would think, like, no, you're just making it up. You're making it up. The mayor who's suing car companies because they're too easy to break into. This is insane. Now this, every unvaxxed person is now labeled sick with a code on them. This is insane. DeSantis going to Israel to sign this anti-Semitism bill into law in Israel for the Floridians. No, this, like, can you make this stuff up? No, you wouldn't be able to make this up. If we had heard about these things a number of years back, we would say, no, you're nuts. Like, this is, like, you can't make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction.
Right. That's right.
And now in Ontario, here's another story. It's insane. Ontario, that's in Canada, large province, the NDP, that's the New Democrat Party, one of the parties, they are creating quote-unquote safe zones around drag show events, and they are going to make protesting illegal within a certain proximity of these drag show events. And why? Because these poor drag artists, they call them, I mean, that's in quotation marks, large quotation marks, they're calling them drag artists. They say that these protests will negatively affect their livelihoods. And I ask myself, what do you mean by livelihood? I'm thinking, oh, grooming children for pedophilia, this is what their livelihood really is about. And they want to create safe zones for them to groom our children, to set them up for pedophilia. I am absolutely sickened by this. Okay, so I'll just hand over the microphone for commentary on any of those things, because really my head is splitting from all this that is going on now. So go ahead.
Go ahead, sister.
Eddie,
go ahead, sister.
Or Nancy.
Well, I would agree that every day it seems like there's more insanity being thrown upon us, stuff that seems to be unbelievable. And it makes your head spin. It makes you wonder, what world are we in? What country is this? How do we get out of this circus? And, of course, it would be, my opinion would be, that it would be great if we could break away from the federal government, And, of course, this has been something that's been talked about for years by the League of the South, and this young lady who was just on, Mindy Esposito, she's also talking about a Brexit. I mean, it would be great, and I am all for it. I've supported that for years. I just hope that it's possible at some point. But we have a fifth column. We've got more than a fifth column. We've got blacks and Jews who are going to be totally opposed to us separating from their support group, their welfare, their cheap housing, their SNAP and food stamps and whatever freebies they get. It's going to be a difficult journey. I mean, all for it. I that's the only way that I see we can ever get out from under the federal government.
You know,
if it can happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there need to be areas which become zones of basically being autonomous, like independent, separating ourselves out from the government. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thinking about this Maurice Strong character. He's dead now, but he was a Canadian, and he was the one who in 1992 said, and I'm not sure if he said it at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit or just before that, but nevertheless, he was the chairperson of that summit. At the time, I was still very much asleep, and I thought, oh, isn't this great, all these world leaders and NGOs gathering there to, you know, solve the problems of environmental degradation and all this stuff. No, it really was just a platform for networking and organizing to put in place, you know, world government. And Maurice Strong, he said something like this, and I don't have the quote in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase it to the best of my ability. He said, you know, we're ruining the planet, and it's all us and our fault, and you know, he was wondering aloud if Western countries are going to curtail their activities voluntarily, and he said, no, they're not, and so is it not our responsibility to bring about the collapse of Western civilization? This is what Maurice Strong said, and we are witnessing that now. And so I'm saying, while we are still eating and we have roofs over our heads, so we're still sheltered and we are still eating, we kind of are on pins and needles. We're sitting and waiting and hoping, and somehow, okay, how is this going to be resolved? And yet we have been talking about the fact that we don't think this can, you know, be resolved peacefully anymore. This, you know, our backs are up against the wall, we're cornered. So I find myself alternating between this notion that, okay, bring it on. I mean, the faster this collapse happens, the better off we'll be, because we need to face this. We need to be fighting this head on, because while we're still eating and warm and comfortable, it seems like we're not actually ending this. We're not doing something. It will come to a head. What is this going to look like? It's kind of terrifying. What is this going to look like? Mm-hmm. Many people will die. There's no question. But we do have to do something. We've all agreed on that. And, you know, how is this going to pan out? And I do hear the music, and I guess those are just some of my comments.
Well,
thanks,
had some
Eddie.
Great comments, that's for sure. People, we'll be right back. I can't believe this is going to be the last segment, man. It's sure gone fast tonight. Hang on, folks. Be right back.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is the last segment, so we've got the rock and roll. We were talking about this pastor's Canadian pastor, Derek Reimer. I think we talked about him on the break. That's D-E-R-E-K. R-E-I-M-E-R. He was the pastor that was arrested, 4 to 6 weeks ago? The way time flies, I can't keep up. He was, first of all, he was body slammed. They take the people, they had this this transvestite storytelling hour for the children library. The pastor went there to protest it. The grown men there grabbed him and threw him. It's wonder they didn't kill him or hurt him bad. He was put in jail. They turned him loose on the condition he wouldn't go boycott the faggots anymore. But he did. He went back. Now he's in jail. And while he's been in jail, this is interesting. The fags, the Satanists, they went and vandalized his. They vandalized his automobile while he's in jail. They painted horrible things about Jesus Christ on there, just terrible, blasphemous stuff. And they also painted an upside down cross, which is that's a sign of Satan worshiping symbol, you know, the Christian haters. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. He's still in jail. So you know what? If you want to stir the Satanist up, any in Washington, D.C., like Biden, name your person. If you want to really stir them up, start talking out loud about Jesus Christ. It's like throwing holy water on a vampire. I hope that's not too much of a aside. Anyway, I see where Rand, I'm going to read this. Rand just sent this thing. He says, "A solution, Southerners, stop sending in your federal dues, your federal taxes. That will speed everything up." So anyway, back to you, Sister Nancy.
Well, I just have something, a comment about what the alternative is for our people. We've been talking about secession, Brexit, different possibilities. And years ago, I read a book. It was about our early ancestors, the Norse, the Vikings, and how they settled Greenland, and especially to overcome the hardships of Iceland. Iceland, even today, doesn't have any trees. It's barren, it's volcanic, and yet they've created civilization, language. It's a very safe area, a very safe country. So anyway, to back to where our ancestors settled, I wrote a book review called North to Alaska, and I'm thinking the ultimate homeland, which we came from, the North, is going to be that we are going to have to revert to those frozen lands in order to protect our race and preserve our race. I know it's not something that I would be interested in doing or thinking about, but this may be the only island of safety for the white people. It's not going to appeal to the Negroes. That's just. Oh, and I have one other comment. You know, we were talking about, I know this is off on the rabbit trail, the firing of Tucker Carlson. I believe it all goes back to the fact of the pharmaceutical advertising money might be lost to Fox News. That I think is more important than almost any other reason why he would be fired.
If you don't mind, explain that. Why would the pharmaceutical people quit pumping money into Fox?
I think he had some questions about the vaccine.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
And
okay.
You know, yeah, I think that they were not going to allow that because that might lose them some pharmaceutical advertising money, which is probably what's propping up a lot of these television programs.
You know, another thing I heard, and I've seen it on more than one website, including True News, there was reported that this guy, Murdoch, the guy who owns, mm-hmm. he's a billionaire. I forget his first name,
right.
but anyway, he's like in his late 90s. Well, he was getting ready to marry this young thing about 60 years younger than him. She's going to marry this good-looking thing about in her 30s. But Tucker Carlson, Rupert Murdoch, and his fiance, Rupert Murdoch's fiance, were at dinner together. It's just several weeks ago. And, you know, Tucker Carlson is Christian. He claims to be Episcopalian. And the lady there was, you know, she was leaning toward Christianity, and they were talking about scriptures. This is supposed to be a legitimate story. And when they started talking about God, started mentioning the name of Jesus Christ, Rupert Murdoch broke that. He broke off the engagement right there. He didn't. Yes, sir. You can't be talking about Jesus Christ, not to those demon infested person. I mean, that will get them. That will get you faster than anything. But anyway, that's just you may well be right. Probably a combination of things. But it's funny, he's been on there for a long time, and all of a sudden, a lot of sites are saying that's what did it. He started praying. You know, he prayed. They said the people I'm talking about said they had reports that Rupert Murdoch said that was considered radical, man, to start with, because, you know, Tucker was advising people. Tucker said this, to paraphrase him, what we're seeing in the past 5-6 years, especially since COVID, he said, we've never seen before. He said, used to, people could debate issues. He talked about papers, how he used to write papers. The opposing side, the Democrats, so to speak, would write papers, you know, defending a particular viewpoint that they had. But he said, that doesn't work anymore. You can't debate people on issues. He said that we're being guided by a higher power. He said this. He said that it's not political. Having children, perhaps being read stories to by these LGBT plus, and Tucker actually said, what's a plus? You know, what the hell is a plus? He said, that is not political. That does not make sense. It's not logical. It does makes no sense. He said, that's coming from another power, from someplace, mm-hmm. Satan. And Tucker said, he advised people to just stop and give 10 minutes of your day, busy day, into prayer. And that's what got him fired. That's the website's what I'm mm-hmm. hearing from. That's for sure. But anyway, what do you think about that, Sister Monica, Sister Braveheart?
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that might be the specific cause. And yeah, this whole story is kind of interesting. I think that the way Alfred says it, the Jews are eating themselves up. Now, I'm not exactly sure in this context what that would mean, but you know, for Fox News, which is one of the mainstream news channels, to fire their most popular, by far, host, it's kind of inflicting a wound upon themselves, is it not? And like you say, Nancy, they were losing some revenue from advertisers who didn't want to advertise anymore while Tucker Carlson was on there, because he was saying some pretty uncomfortable things for the mainstream. And mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't go all the way, that's for sure. And I didn't really watch too much of his stuff, but he did say some good stuff. I don't think he goes, you know, far enough. But anyway, he was on the mainstream, and I think he helped wake up a lot of people, you know, even talking about race and the war on whites and whatnot. I think he did come out with some mm-hmm. pretty bold statements for a mainstream host. Anyway, they're kind of eating themselves up when they fire him. He was by far their most popular host.
He was number one on all the networks. He you name your network. He was by and far. He was light years ahead of the other networks. Let me ask this question, Sister Nancy, or you can answer, Sister Monica. Well, now that Tucker has left Fox, you know, it's obvious he's got plenty of money. Is he ever going to name the Jew?
I hope so.
No,
I mean, I hope so, but I doubt so. It. I have my doubts. What did you say, Nancy? Sorry.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's controlled.
I just don't think any of these moneyed people are going to take a chance with that. You know, I want to ask your all's opinion. Occasionally, now I have limited television, so I never watch Tucker. I know that he's been very good, but I never watch him. I don't get Fox. But let me ask your opinion on this Charlie Kirk. He gives some interesting information. He was talking about how perfect Biden was for the position he's in and for the role that he's playing. And he is playing a role, a perfect role for the position that they've placed him in. And of course, he's just a puppet. But what is your take on this Charlie Kirk?
I'm not familiar with Charlie Kirk.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Charlie Kirk. No, I don't know him.
Well, really? I thought he was a big name in the alternative media. But anyway, he's on late at night occasionally. Huh. Go ahead.
Oh, I only recently have what they call a smart TV. My grandsons, we've gone without TV for eons, but our grandson's fiance said she just couldn't stand us being so destitute and without such wonderful thing as a smart TV. So my grandson came over here one day and put this smart TV in, so now we can watch all this smart stuff. And you can get, you know, by the way, you can go into, you can take your cell phone and go into YouTube and you can watch all the Tucker Carlson you want to. That's, I used to watch him a little bit that way. If you have a smart TV, go in and go to YouTube and you can watch it right on your TV. That's what I've been doing, and watching that and how to reload 30-06 and stuff like that. But anyway, I've been watching the Rocky Marciano fights.
Well, this is off on another rabbit trail, but let me tell you briefly. Here in Kentucky, we have the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky, and they're having what they call a three-day event. And Princess Anne, she was quite a wonderful horseback rider, and her daughter Zara Phillips, her only daughter, I think she's competed in Olympic horse trials. She's here at Lexington in the three-day trial, which is a really rough trial. It consists of three major events, dressage and over the land jumping, and then in arena jumping. So I was really impressed that she's here. Zara Phillips is in Lexington participating in this big event. It's a three-day horse event that's taking place at the Kentucky Horse Park, and she's the daughter of Princess Anne.
They have a marathon up there, too.
And, of course, our derby is going to be the same day as the coronation, which is next Saturday, is the derby and the coronation.
Well, Blood River Radio sisters, I hear the music, so our time is totally out. I can't. It goes all so fast. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio sisters, for tuning in tonight. Y'all are the most popular people on this program. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lizzie, for running the board flawlessly. Thank you, James, for calling in. Thank you, Blood River Radio family, especially you wonderful, wonderful donors. People, tune in same time next place in D.C. May the 6th. We'll be here and be me and Ram, but you open up the first hour again. I don't know what we'll do in the second and third hour, but I'm sure the Blood Group Radio sisters will have something planned. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.